I'd like to dedicate the shir Le'iloi Nishmas, my grandmother, Le'a Sholom, with your tzedis today, Esther Pasra Baruch. The topic of today's shir is Chazaka B'mitzvahs. And that means, is there a notion that somebody was rogil to do a particular mitzvah, and say in the shul, we're talking about Hilchos Beis Knesses, rogel to do a particular mitzvah in the shul, he always got psicha, or he always got galila, or he always got the aliyah faz yoshir, or he always got a certain kibbut that he always got. And all of a sudden, one day, the board of directors or whatever decides, hey, maybe we should give it to somebody else. You know, this guy got it enough years. Maybe it's enough. Is there such a thing? So what would you say, Misvar? Misvar, what would you say, Misvar?
I would say Misvar that we should be able to switch.
Why?
Because it's not fair that only one person should get the mitzvah.
Yeah, in other words, Professor Yaakovi says, Mehechi Tesi. Why? Why should there be so? What is it based on? Mehechi Tesi, there should be. See, Rabbi Yitzchak asked me today, he asked me, what's the connection between this issue and the concept of Asara Zehuvim, right? The Gemara in Chulin has a concept, if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you have to pay Asara Zehuvim. What's the prime case in the Gemara? Kisei Hadam. That person shechted a chayah and an oif. So there's a mitzvah to be mechaser the dam. So who does that mitzvah? Anyone could do it. But who gets the first crack at the mitzvah? The shochad v'chisa, misha shochad, hu yichase. That the shochet is the one that deserves to get the
one that owns
the shochet. Misha shochad, hu yichase. It's a gzeres hakasam. So if you went ahead and you mechase the blood before the shochet, you have to pay him asar zehuv. Bizman hazeh, we don't have such a din because asar zehuvim is a knas. And we don't have knas bizman hazeh because we don't have the real smicha bizman hazeh. But theoretically, that there is such a din. But that lechora only applies in certain cases where the person taka has a schus. There it was a gzeres hakosuf by kisei adam. It's mamshak gzeres hakosuf v'shachat v'chisa misha shachat hu yichase. So the Torah declares that you have the schus, that the shoychet has the schus for the kisei adam. But that doesn't necessarily imply that there's a chazaka b'mitzvahs. Because chazaka b'mitzvahs is saying some other area where there's no gzeres hakosuf, just I've been doing the mitzvah for X amount of times, whatever. I mean, everyone knows in this shul that I get the certain psicha for Avinu Malkeinu on Ilo or something like that. You know, I've been getting it for 1,000 years already. So, you know, so now what? Now they want to change it. So this is the Shaila. So at first glance, Yaakovi makes a lot of sense. Mehechi Tesi, that there should be such a din like this. So that's, I think Misvara, he's right. The question is he right? La halacha.
What if somebody gave you karka as a present, Mehechi Tesi, that should be nasi?
Okay. So we'll see. Let's go slower. So let's start with the Mordechai. State Mordechai in Bava Basra Tov Kuv Lamed Gimel. Nishal Laram. Who's the Ram? Who? Moshe Feinstein. Who? No. Who is it? What? The Mayor of Rottenberg, right? Maram Rottenberg. Mayor of Rottenberg. You can get the tshuvas, you know. I don't have the original. You know, the... Yeah, there's two. They were selling it in Beagle and I saw, you know, like seven volumes of Tshuvas of Maram Ben Baruch. Yeah. Yeah, so you can get the Tshuvas of the Maram Rutenberg if you want. But, yeah. But, so the Mordechai quotes, Nishal Aram, Adam Shei Rogil B'Shum Mitzvah. He was Rogil for a certain mitzvah. Kigon B'Galila. In other words, what? He always got Galila in the shul. Always gave him Galila. Right, always gave him. Oh, but Sefer Torah Shnia. What does Sefer Torah Shnia mean? He took out the second.
I mean,
he held the second Sefer Torah, what, when they had Psicha, so he took it out and he held it. Whenever there were two Torahs, he always got the second Torah. That, everyone knows that when it's Shabbos Hanukkah, so you give him the second Torah. The Iru Ones Oni. What does that mean? He got sick or Oni? Poor. What do you mean he got poor? Couldn't afford to pay for. Oh. So you see here, he paid for Galila. Whereas, I guess at Simchas Torah, he paid to have the right of Galila for the year. Right? He paid, every year he bought Galila. So now, he's poor, so he can't afford to pay for, I don't know if there was an auction like that today, because if there's an auction every year, then that's assuming there's no chazakas, right, every year. But he always paid for it. There's no question. He always paid for it. Every year, before Rosh Hashanah, he came in with a check. This is the check for Galila for the year. Galila for the year. But then he got one year. He came in and said, I'm a little bit poor, so I can't pay for it this year. So in the son of HaKol, it's a mitzvah la'acher. So they gave it to someone else that year. So that's that year. That comes then the following year. The Chakachesh year. Then the year after, he did well in the place. Financial. Yeah, he's back. He's back. He's doing well. Bought a house in Lawrence. He's doing well. So now he wants what? He wants Galila back. Yisachar is the new guy. The new guy on the street who's getting now the kibbut of Sefer Torah Shnia. Haya sipek biyad shimon loses yud dinarim lashana. If he could have afforded it, and vafal pikein lo chafetz ba, and he, in other words, if he still could afford it, but he decides this year I'm not buying it anymore, but he could afford it, so they gave it to Yisachar. Nesatze im shara kol losis osol Yisachar ibet Shimon eschusto. So Shimon loses out on his schus to buy it, because he could have bought it and he didn't. He loses out on his schus. Da chule achil lagabe. This is mochel his schus because he could have bought it and he didn't. Vila beloide chazaka. Iga sadi shigam hud nisratza. Vileka sadi shenisratza vige de chazaka shalo ira shimon ovet shimon chuso. Kevin shi yisocha tohen chazaka sheishim atayna. Omer b'shuscha nosno li hakal. Aval im b'shosha nosno li yisocha lo haya sipek biyat shimon. But if Shimon was poor, and the reason why they gave it to Yisachar was because Shimon couldn't pay for it. V'atay sheyesh biyado rotzalachzav was kosu b'mitzvah salitin yudin darin k'betchila. Nirish a chose le mitzvah so. Kemish a machmas unsa he niach she oni v'atob v'echo Hashem v'yesh lo kel yodo. God's Baruch Hu blessed him, now he's back. So he can get it back. V'aminu per kamer to yuma ira keri l'kon godol minu achar tachtov. If the kon godol was Tomei, so they appointed another one. So the Shuv Nitar HaRishon, so, and the Rishon became Tar. Rishon Chozer La'avodoso. Rishon is chozel avadosu. Pasim halachim talmudik Rav Yosi. Masik Rav Yosi hilchas al mashicha. We don't have, what are you telling me? The halacha is like Rav Yosi. We don't have a kohen gadol now. So what are you telling me? Halacha for mashiach tzeit, that the kohen gadol goes back. Tiris nafkamino refining shavat machmas onus. That if a leader couldn't serve because of an onus, and then they pointed someone else. Minachatach the rishon chozel avadosu. Sheva onus. Where it say he had an important position, he killed some of the shaykes, and he had to go to Yer Miklat. Now he's finished with Yer Miklat. Kohen Gadol died. Now he comes back to his city. He gets back his job, according to Rav Meir. And even the Rabbi Yossi, the Polygalei, and says he doesn't get his job back. Maybe over there, special gzeres akosiv that he doesn't get his job back by a rotzeich. But normally, if it's an onus and you couldn't do the job temporarily, and now you're fit to return, you get it back. It could be over there. Dafka hasim shal saveira sharag b'shogim. Maybe it's only over there because he did an aveira. Therefore, he gets it back. Therefore, he doesn't get it back. But in a normal case, he gets it back. So this is one of the main sources that there's a concept of chazaka b'mitzvahs. Right? He was given the right to buy it. So since he was given the right to buy it, he now has the right to continue to buy it unless he was marchal. Once he's marchal, then he loses the right. Whereas, yes,
why
is this a kasha over here? Why did you ask on the holds of all of Kachim? You know, what do we need it now for? Why is it one prat? Maybe because the Gemara says the halacha is like, right, so what you're paskining now, maybe that's the idea. That's probably, okay, so that's the Mordechai. Now there's another Mordechai in Maseches Megillah. This is talking about the schus of Yayin to be donate the wine for Havdalah in the shul. The schus of being donating the wine for Havdalah. The Indian Yayin Havdalah. Kol Misha Yiten Yotzer Litztaka Harehu Zoche Veloshayach Yerusha B'mitzvahs. Explain this more. First, let's explain it, and then what is he saying?
He's saying if you've been giving every year $1,000 to get the wine for, someone comes this year and he gives $1,200, so he gets the mitzvah.
He gets the mitzvah.
Right.
Right, so Yaakov is saying that if one guy was rugged to get this chus, buy this chus of contributing the Yayin Havdalah to the shul. So he pays $1,000. For paying $1,000, he's been doing this for years. And that one year guy says, hey, I'll pay more. So Mordechai says, so now you give it to him. Now what does it mean, Ein Yerusha B'mitzvahs? Means Ein Chazaka B'mitzvahs. That's how you learn. So Memela, this Mordechai contradicts the other Mordechai. Yaakov says, right? Because according to the other Mordechai, even if the guy is willing to give more, you still what? Cannot buy him out.
It'd be the first one if I was in my test for an adult in the evening.
You
know, Yisachar and Shimon are both going to pay Admas. So Shimon says, Yisachar says, Shimon says, the reason that I paid last year is because I didn't have money. But this year I have, and I want to get it back.
It's mashma from the first Mordechai that you have a schus. The only
right,
way you're going to lose your schus.
You're both paying a thousand.
It's not mashma that way. Right? Is it? It's not mashma that way.
Maybe because over here, when you give me more money for the yayin, you're going to be better yayin for it. So it's and the cup of mitzvah. Mashma yankin over there, if I believe it's an outside thing.
No, it's not mashma that way either. It's the same
so
wine,
did
the same, white Zinfandel, same white Zinfandel.
But why did he
adapt? So he's giving more money to the shul. They're going to go and buy, they're not using this money to buy the wine. This is money, a contribution to the shul, to buy the schus. And then you go pay, buy the wine with your, with other money.
$20,000 in Zizu.
That was, I guess, common kibbutz that people would buy. What?
Kish. But Kish and they always read that list.
Right.
The people who donate
to Yain Abdallah, the Shalashuddas,
you
know, the Neir Shal, Neir Lamar, Yain Likudah Shal Abdallah, Fas Lorchim, Starkhan Anim, Rabbi Yitzchok. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchok says different. Yeah, let's see Rabbi Yitzchok.
When there's a vacancy, whoever gives more than the guy looks at him.
Then he gets it.
When a guy dies, he doesn't automatically go to his
son.
Oh,
so Rabbi Yitzchok says, and this is the way some explain, that maybe there's no contradiction. Maybe the Mordechai means something totally different. Mordechai means that once you have a schus and a mitzvah, you have it. No one can outbid you. But if this person dies, so do we automatically give the schus the Yerusha? So that we say what? That we don't. Ain Yerusha b'mitzvahs. That's what he wants to say. If that's the pshat in the Mordechai, then there's no stira, as pointed out. You see, this discussion, they point out in page 20, there's a Birkei Yosef. It doesn't necessarily so say what you're saying, it just he discusses this issue. Misha Ekzig Lassas Mitzvah Achas Kamashonim. Whatever, and he died. Hinich Ben Mali Makomo. Hu Yizkei Lassas a Mitzvah Koviv. So, I mean, that's doesn't sound a catch on you. There is an opinion that says there is Yerusha. Without Kashim, because he could be saying that there is no Yerusha.
Does it do with anything that maybe, when it comes to buying the kibbutz, buying the wine, it's like a set price? It's like everyone knows the amount, so maybe if one guy offers to give more, he'll be the one that wins out, as opposed to, you know, how much a person can end up paying for galila for the year.
Yeah.
Does it have to do with anything that maybe because they call it
Kashim? Why should the price of wine... Again, why is wine different than galila?
Because maybe there's like a set price. There's a set price for the wine. I mean,
why?
But just to buy the kibbutz itself?
Buy the kibbutz itself. You're paying $1,000 for the kibbutz. The wine costs $20. You're buying the kibbutz.
Why should there be a...
I don't know, 1 second. So Rabosai, what does the Beis Din here say? Is Yaakov's pshat the pashtus in the Mordechai Megillah or Yitzi's pshat? What does the Beis Din say here?
Why would he say Yerusha B'mitzvah? You should have said
Lil Shai
B'mitzvah, like
Reb Moshe. Right, so you think, why is it Yerusha? But Reb Moshe will say back, well, that's just a way of talking.
The Mordechai is precise.
Yeah.
Why should there be a difference between Yerusha and Chazakah? I mean, if there's such thing that a son gets, takes over his father's place, so that's also a type of chazaka.
But he's questioning why should it be that there's no Yerusha on... Is he saying he doesn't understand
If there's chazaka, there should be Yerusha.
Right. But if you're saying there's no chazaka, then there's no chazaka. No. Then the whole concept doesn't exist. I mean, like the Birka Yosef said, that there is Yerusha by mitzvahs. Yeah, Vada, the son is going to pay. The son, for sure. If the son's not going to pay, there's nothing to talk about. And we'll just throw him out. The son is going to pay, but the question is, does the son get the right? Other people want to pay also. This father's been paying $1,000, but there are 15 other people in the shul who would pay the $1,000, but he got the schus.
So,
isn't Mordechai saying that he himself became poor? He's not talking about that initial Yerusha.
The second.
One second. Here for a second. Yeah. You see, I think, I don't know, for some, I think I'm no different with him, even though, because he doesn't say he died, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you think he doesn't say he died, he doesn't say, like, Mace had, so he said, so the, on the other hand, I can't take a shvur d'oraisa that Yaakov is right. Then I ask, do we ask Steers and Mordechai, or was Mordechai just collecting different... So you could ask Steers and Mordechai.
I'm not about you.
Why not?
I'm not about
okay,
you.
Okay, Reese says we could ask Steers and Mordechai.
Why not?
The Mordechai was killed, right, on Kiddush Hashem. Right?
Really?
Yeah, you have it here?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I think it's the second chapter.
Where? Right here? Where did you say this?
Yes,
we're saying things.
Why don't we look up his source?
Okay. Okay, let's go on and see if we could...
What's the source of this one?
I don't know.
That's Shom.
No, Shom is on the next thing. Kol Ha'ok HaSeh B'Torah Arm.
This is not in the Gemara.
No.
I remember the Gemara talking about it.
Yeah, the Gemara had it killed. Shom
is on the Gemara.
Okay. Yeah?
I wonder if you needed it. Same problem was left on the
Shabbat. Okay. Now, normally, the real din of, what is the din chazaka that you have by, you know, real kaka? Rav Shechter likes to point out that the Prima Godin, I think he quotes from the Prima Godin, that the word chazaka is used, the same word has like six different meanings in Shas. The word chazaka, so it's very confusing. Like, if you want to make a kinyan chazaka by digging, that's a maisa kinyan, just like mashicha is a maisa kinyan to be kona a behema. So to chazaka, plowing is a maisa kinyan to be kona the karka. But that's not what we're talking about here. Here, that's that type of chazaka is a chazaka which is a maisa kinyan. We're talking here, the Mishnah Mem Aleph, of cheskas raya, which means that if I've been living on land for 3 years and you contest my ownership, the fact that I've been living on the land for 3 years is a raya that I must own it. But there the chazak is living on the land, but the living on the land is not the maisa kinyan. It's just a raya that I must own it since I was living on the land for 3 years and no one contested it. So that's called a cheskas raya. So the din is chol chazaka she'eini mataina eina chazaka, which means like this: if you're living on the land for 3 years and someone says, "Get off, it's my land," and I say, "Hey, I've been living on the land for 3 years," that's a meaningless claim that you've been living on the land. You have to say, "I bought it." What's the proof? I've been living on the land for 3 years. But if you don't have a taina to show that you have a what? A kinyan, then that you can't just say, well, I was living on it 3 years. Living on it 3 years is just a proof to a taina. You have to have a taina. The taina is, I bought it, I yashened it. So the question is, over here also, is there in the concept of chazaka cheshima, and this chazaka b'mitzvahs, is it shot that I've been getting this kibbutz for 3 years, so, or for three times, or whatever? Do I have to have a taina? Mainly, I bought it. And I've been getting it for a certain amount of time. Or is it enough the fact that, chveis, every year they always give me, chveis, a certain aliyah, az yashir. And I never bought it. So is that, if you hold this chazaka b'mitzvahs, is that also chazaka b'mitzvahs, or do you need yeshima taina? Just like by the regular 3 year chazaka by karka. So let's see a couple of Gemaras that are relevant. There's a Gemara Tainis and Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. Tad Rabbana Lama Hutzruchu Lo Mar Zman Hatzei Konim Va'am Amruk She'olu B'nei Hagola. When the B'nei Hagola came up, at which point? With what?
Ezra.
But Matsu Eitz in Belishka. Right? As Ricky points out, in the time of Ezra, they didn't have Eitzim. But Amdu Elu, so a certain family donated what? Eitzim for the Mizbeach. Amdu Elu Misnabdu Mishalahem. Kach Hisnu Devim Shabirim Shafil Lishka Malaya Eitzim, you Elu Misnabdu Mishalahem. That even that they should always use these people's Eitzim. So even if they. There are plenty of Eitzim in the storage. These people always get the right to give the Eitzim. So this sounds like what? A type of din of what?
No.
Chazaka b'mitzvahs. Yes or no? In other words, this family, when they first came up in the time of Ezra, they would know Eitzim, so they were nice enough to donate. And now the halacha is that they can always donate, and even if they don't need the Eitzim because the Beis HaMikdash is well stocked with Eitzim, no, we're still going to use these people's Eitzim.
No, but this was a takana that they had to bring.
What?
The Gemara is saying that it was a takana that they had to bring.
No, no.
The Gemara says, the kachidu levim shebeinaya, they have to bring. They have to bring.
Is that what that means? Is that what that means, Jacoby? Is that what that means?
Yes, that's what I understood.
And everyone else understood it that way or not? They have to bring?
They have the right to be misnagdim. Not saying that they have the right. Yehu is Lashon, like they have to.
Right, I know the Lashon, but is that what it means? And another problem that's raised here is the Otisi Fakert, that the fact that they had to make a takana is mashma, that there is no din of Chazaka b'mitzvahs. They made a takana, Sheyu Eilu Misnadvim, but if they wouldn't have made a special takana, Vais Dois.
So that's good luck me. They made a takana that you have to bring.
Either way, let's say like me, that they made a takana that they could bring. Or like you, that they had to bring. But why did they have to make a takana? Why don't you just say that they have the chazaka b'mitzvahs?
Well, you might not want to do the mitzvah.
It's much more that these people want to give, so that they have the kibud to donate the Eitzim.
Well, like the way Adobe does it, it's not really, they're not necessarily getting the mitzvah. They just have to bring anyone.
They have to bring, and we're going to use what they bring. Pashup Shad is that they made a takana that we're going to use their wood. So even though we don't need their wood, and because the Lishka's Malay Eitz, and we're going to use it. But the question that's raised, we'll see the Akronim raised, is why did it have to say, why do you need a takana here? Right? Even without the takana, it should be their right to bring. No, we'll see. Now take a look in Gittin. Why is it different than Gleel and Shul? Right.
And can I just say something? Another reason why you could say that this takana was to force them to bring is because the way the story begins is that at first they didn't have anything. They had no Atzei Marocha, so these people said, okay, we're going to give. So now they wanted to make sure that they always have. So he said, okay, you know, the ones that brought the first year have to bring every year. The mission is a list of families who brought.
They're giving them a knas?
It wasn't a knas.
No.
What? Yeah, that's it. You bring from now on, and even if it's full, you just bring to make sure that it's always going to be full.
It's just more like
these people say it's
more like us. More like more. They have the option. They have first priority to give them. You hang with Snazim, they can be with Snazim if they want. Someone has to give, but you hang with Snazim, they have to give.
Yeruv means they have
to. Someone has to give, but they have the option to be with Snazim first. You can't force them to be in double.
Right.
You don't have to be corrupt.
So you're agreeing with me?
I think someone has to give, but I think they get the first option.
Right, that's what I was saying.
But they don't have to give. But
right.
But I think you were saying someone has to give even if it's full.
I'm saying that they have the right for the kibbut.
Right.
Right, they have the first crack at the kibbutz. And we're going to use the... Okay, let's see. Now there's a Gemara in Gittin on Samach Amud Beis. Arvin Babai's Yoshin Mibne Darke Shalom. So what's the din of an Erev? Erev Chatzeres, right? Like when they make an Erev in the Young Israel of, not the Young Israel, in the Hilchas community, right? So really what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go to everyone's door, someone knocks on your door and asks for some matzahs, you donate some matzahs. So you go to every house, every Jewish house in the whole Hillcrest or the whole Lawrence, West Hempstead, wherever you are, and you collect. So obviously that's a very hard thing to do, right? Whole Kew Garden Hills, whole whatever. So what they do is they get one person to go to the store and they buy a box of matzahs and he gives it to another person to pick up on behalf of the whole community. And this is after you put up the Tzuras HaPesach. You still need an Erev Chatzeres, right? And then the Erev Chatzeres you put in one of the houses in the community. Question, where you put in the shul, one of the houses, etc. I don't know. So, you put it in one place in the community. The shiloh, what are you supposed to put in the shul? You're not supposed to put in the shul the whole din. But you put it in one of the houses in the community. And there's a machlokis in the Gemara. How do you view that? One shot in the Gemara is that we view as if everyone's living in that one house where the box of matzahs is. And Mela, the Issa Drabonon of carrying, because even after you put up the Tzuras HaPesach, so it's like you have a walled city now. But still, there's a Din Drabonon, you can't carry from one Rishus HaYochi to another Rishus HaYochi, even like in an apartment building. Right? You can't carry from one apartment to the other apartment, or from your apartment to the hallway, even though it's all walled in. The Drabonon, you can't carry from one Rishus HaYochi to another Rishus HaYochi. So they would put it in somebody's house. So there was the Erev that has been put, the minig is that an Erev Pesach you renew. Right? I was once in West Orange for Shabbos, right before Pesach. So they served the Erev for Shalosh Shuras. Right? Why not?
For y'all?
Yeah, they served, I mean, no, the matzahs that were probably put aside before the last Pesach. And now they serve, and then they'll have a new Erev for the coming year. A new box of matzahs for the coming year. So they serve the Erev for Shalosh Rudas. Ate the Erev. So one person's house was the house that the Erev has been, the box of matzahs has been put in for Shalim Kadmonios. And now all of a sudden, face some kibbutz says, "Hey, put it in my house. I want the kibbutz of having the box of matzahs in my house." And so what do we do? So the Mishnah says, "Ma'arvin b'bayis yosher." You always keep it in the old house. You don't change it. You keep it in the old house. You keep it in the old house. They dake shalom, because or else, you know, there's always going to be fights. This one says my house. He's saying your house, the other house. Well, keep it in the old house. Dake shalom. So effectively, Gemara, my time ilim mishum kavod. So, what's the inyan here? The dake shalom. Is it because of kavod? Kavod of the balabais, Rashi says. But it's not covered for the balabais to
switch it.
Fahu Shipura, to have a mikara, there was another kibbutz. They used to have a shofar, that they would blow shofar on Erev Shabbos, right? That was the minhag in the Gemara, right? Blow shofar on Erev Shabbos to tell people that Shabbos is coming. So you blow shofar. So where was the shofar was kept, what? In one of the houses. So whose house was it kept in? Whose shofar? That would be Karbei Rabbi Yehuda. It was in Rabbi Yehuda's house because he was the Rosh Yeshiva. So they kept it in the Rosh Yeshiva's house. Vasof, and then later on, when he no longer was the Rosh Yeshiva, they kept it in whose house? Rabba, because he became the Rosh Yeshiva. Bei Rabba. Vasof, Bei Rav Yosef. Vasof, Bei Abaye. Vasof, Bei Rava. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The kibbutz switched. What? The kibbutz switched. How were you able to do it? How were you able to move it out? I thought you're not supposed to move the Erev, so l'chor, just like you're not supposed to move the Erev, you shouldn't move the shofar either.
But why don't you say it's the institution? The institution of the Rosh
Yeshiva. So Reese says, whoever the Rosh Yeshiva is. It's like if you're the President of the United States, you live in the Bais Lavan. Right? So now you're no longer the President. So it's been in the President. So it's been in the... So what's B'chlal the Kasha? And what's the Kibar's teretz? El Mishum Chashad. There's a chashad that what? However, Burgal Erev talk also bias. In Bosal Shana Sun Koma, not some also bias, Lo Yusham as Erev. Actually, it was Bnei Chashim Talpum Lo Erev. So everyone knew that the Erev was always in this guy's house. And now they'll walk into the house and they won't see the box of matzahs on the table where it normally was. They'll think, hey, people are carrying without an Erev. Which obviously doesn't apply to the shofar. So that's the thing, Bishum Chashada. We'll get back to Reese's question. So what do you see? So how does this Gemara now reflect on our discussion? What? Yeah. You see, this Gemara was totally oblivious to Chazaka B'mitzvahs. Right? All the reasons, Chashada, Kavod, but what about Chazaka?
Why don't you say that?
Well, say, certainly according to the Maskana, that it's Bishum Chashada, that's Habshah and Chazaka. The Gemara's Maskana is Chashada, right? Chashada is that I'm going to come to your house. You normally have the matzahs in your house, and I'm going to come one day to the house, and I'm going to see the box of matzahs not there, and I see people carrying in the street. I'm going to say, hey, these guys are Vayanim.
Maybe you'll, why can't you say that Kupshan Shara is the Pagam, this person that we took it away from? I know. Learn Pshan.
You could say that, right. You could say that.
If you learn Pshan Gemara like that, then you could say it's really Pshan Masi.
Right, right. But Rashi didn't learn that one.
Rashi didn't
learn that. Right. Right, I would have, to tell you the truth, I would have, if I didn't see Rashi, I would have said like you. That Hashoda meant that what? That obviously this guy maybe, you know, is going to be indicted tomorrow, so that's why we don't want to have him have the matzahs anymore, because it's not so great to have the guy who's being indicted to have the matzahs in his house.
Yeah,
that's
not
said
Rashi, it's different.
Whereas Mishum Chashada, you could learn different than Rashi. Machlok is Rashi and Reis. I would have said, what, Tosa says that way?
Yeah,
that's similar to Tosa, right? Okay, Mishum Chashada, Pesha Betam, Shalom, Minei Chashad, Shkosim, yeah, that's similar to Tosa, right? Hey, Minichim, Mishum Chashama. But Shippur, like a Chashada, Shehendim, Shem Minichim, Eitzel, Vesh, Mishifta, Lachalik, but... So we'll see. So we have two Gemaras that, at first glance, we'll see, the Achronim point out, seem to imply that there's no Chazaka B'mitzvahs. Because the Gemara Tainis says there was a Takana. And the Gemara in Wa'at, in Gittin, is Mipnei Daka Sholem, Mipnei Chashada. Also not, so also seemingly to be oblivious to this idea of Chazaka B'mitzvahs. Well, so let's see more. The more we see, hopefully at the end of the voyage, you know, the journey, we'll have more clarity. So let's look in the Marik. Who's the Marik? What does Marik stand for? What? What'd you say? Right, Yosef Kolon. Yosef Kolon. Where was Kolon? Where was Kolon? Germany? Right? No? Italy? What? Yeah? Not Germany, Italy?
It could be Germany.
I think it's German, no? Okay. I think so. Hatzili Rachini Yoshvi Galila Elion Shalom Rav. Hine Emes Kibay Lizeh Harav Rav Nosson. Kovel Aleichem. Rav Nosson has a complaint. Rabbi Nathan is complaining. Amro Bi Yoskem Avachim Hasi Gvul Olam Shagov Lu Rishonim. Al Devar Beis Hakneses Shem Lo Beveso Zeh Yomim Rabim Pfi Dvarv. Rabbi Nathan had a shul. I don't know what he had. A shtiebel. He had a shtiebel in his house. Rav Nosson had a shtiebel in his house. And now they wanted to move the minyan to someone else's house. So they allowed to do it. He says, you can't take the shtiebel out of Rav Nosson's house. So he says, you see from the Gemara that even if there's a reason that you should leave the house, because the Gemara asked from the Kasha from Shofar, and Shofar Taka, there is a good reason because of the, like you said, the institution changed. Yet the Gemara was still asking it as a Kasha, so you see that the din is you're supposed to keep it even if there's a good reason. You're still supposed to keep it. That's the din of Mnei Daka Sholem, that you never change. It's still, or else what would be the kasha? Over there, like Reese said. So you see that the Gemara was noikate, Mnei Daka Sholem means You keep it there. Even if there's a good reason to change, you still keep the pas there. Because if you're saying when there's a good reason you're allowed to change, then the Gemara's kasha wouldn't be a kasha, like Reis asked. Mashma Gemara, the few hekeshes k'sastam l'shanos mokam eir, a few hachi, eim shanam, they dakir shalom. It departed at my time, you lay me shim kovet, or she put the mikor be Rav Yudah, l'sot be Rav, etc. Pesh Rashi, v'asipur shal t'kiyas erev Shabbos, mikor be Rav Yudah, she rosh yeshivas pun b'disa, l'sot shenifter Rav Yudah, molach Rava, etc. Mashma l'manichim eir, b'ayis yeshal, a few hekeshes tain l'marim. Well, so even if you say that the kugel and the kishke wasn't so good the past couple of weeks, and therefore they want to move the shtiebel to the other Rebbetzin's house, you know, still, no. So you have a good reason. Taka is a good reason, but no, you still, they have the Yilotei Mahochi, my parak Mishipura. Falohaya minag los litito la'olam b'beis Rosh Yeshiva. Svashem mizaris kazan ha'knesset l'tol o'dobah. Halavadai tzorich lomar debshidoi talmudu dadastan bayis yoshin lakoch ha'ayri fil boi ma ma'ari matmus ksas tayna fil hochi minichim sham nei dake sholom. Farish begrimu shem chashada. Im lokei pshidu de minichim sham eiv. Kem shavar gugulu vlo tzorich lusvozum shem dake sholom. Kem in den tayna zay. So zay pshidu deichad hikoy leikom. Shem kein hu tzorich lafarish begrimu shem chashada. Koshkein hachash ein lushan ushmokam beis ha'knesses im ein lohem tayna klal. Dumer dahi de shikura to the precious. So he says, even if there was some taina, obviously there's a reason why they want to move the shtiebel. So even if there is a reason, still got to keep it moved out because they think that this rebbe did something wrong or something like that. So maybe it's not just the chol, maybe it's so bechashoda. So you got to keep it. Now here he doesn't mention what. He just quotes that same Gemara in Gittin. And this din of the Marik is quoted in Shulchan Aruch on page 8. In our Simon Kuf Nun Gimel.
Oh, so he was good.
Yeah, yeah. Marik is a very... a lot of halachas come from Marik. A lot of halachas. You get the new Marik. Right? Yeah. It's a nice, the new print of the Marik is nice. Rav Shmuel Deutsch did the footnotes. Called Torah.
Right.
That's the new one. It's, you don't want to see the old one. No. The old one's not so bad. It's not like the Aguda. For tomorrow's year, we'll see that the source for the kissing issue is an Aguda. And they quote an Aguda. They say it's an Aguda and Ketzer Mevarchim. I went through every piece in that good in case of Rakha couldn't find it. And the raya that probably does not there is because in the new tour, it's the Shalos and Tshuvas Binyamin Zaev B'Shem the Agura. So, okay, and then they write Ketzim of Rakha. It doesn't tell you where it is because he probably couldn't find it either. In the new tour, they couldn't find it, so it's probably a raya that's. That's the original source of the Issa of kissing and shul, is an Aguda. So, Misha Yabba Beso Beso Knesses, Yomim Rabim, Eina Tziba Rashoim, Mishanoso Babayas Acher. The Dvogan of Ram says, Yeshamim Shim Mikzas Rotzim Lispalo, Bamokum Acher Rashoim. Shekim Gam Gresu Mispal Ksas. Whereas you are allowed to open another shtiebel, as long as you don't take everyone from the first shtiebel. Then he says another din. Anoshim shechziku likvor mesim. Ver koyver mesim. Ein yicholim lipchos bachayim shebo likvor shabasiyas ha-mitzvah kolecha rotsu liskos. And then other people want to be kover also, so you can't stop them, because they want to do the mitzvah too. V'naseinu yesh chaburis munim l'kach. Nearly a tzarech liten lechevra Kim and Hagam, whatever the minig is. Yeah, sure, as long as you pay them, they don't care. And the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Daled quotes the original Mordechai of Adam Shehu Rogiel, the Shum Mitzvah, the Galila, etc. The Iru Ones, the Oni, the Nasno הכל המצווה לאחר ואחר כך הקשר ורוצה שיחזרו למצווה שש שנות הכל המצווה לשני יציבי ביד ראשון זאת מה שהיה נוסעים לכל שנה ולחופי צבא ונשרצה הוא אפשר הכל עושה לאחר איבי צחוסה כשנסענו על השני לא היה ביד ראשון ציבי ולוסס מה שהיה נוסעים ואתה שיש ביד רוצה לזכוס ונשרצה ולחצה לתי מה שהיה נוסעים התחילו חוזר למצווה so that's Bamishna the Mordechai that we had above the Basra The other Mordechai, I don't think, I would like to believe that that it's a steer and just leave it as is. We'll see. We'll see. Now there's another Ramah. First, the Daki Moshe quote from page 10 from the Truvis Binyamin Zeif. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of things are quoted from this Truvis Binyamin Zeif. I should buy a Truvis Binyamin Zeif. It's not something I own. Right? I should buy one? Yeah. Chassid Binyamin Zeif B'Truva, Yochit Sheyo Sefer Torah, Karlo Bo B'Hatzibur, Zman Rav. In other words, say you have a Sefer Torah. You gave to the shul. I don't know, you lent it to the shul. Or whatever. It was your Sefer Torah. It's in the shul. And they always use your Sefer Torah, say Shabbos morning, for Kriyas HaTorah. And then, the Chakach Chonu HaTzibur Sefer Torah. And now, the Tzibur bought a Sefer Torah. Whereas apparently the first Sefer Torah you were lending to the shul. They didn't have their own Sefer Torah. So they kept your Sefer Torah in the shul. And now the shul bought their own Sefer Torah. So obviously now they want to what? Use the new Sefer Torah. Yochid wrote that she carved b'shalo. Came and shehikas the bezeh. Pasuk the ain liyochid klum al hatzibur. So he says that the yochid has no taina. The herik sham b'rayis. The binyamin zev brings rayis. V'chol rayosav ainon klum. All those rayis are no good. I don't know what the rayis are because I don't have a binyamin zev. But whatever they are, maybe I shouldn't buy one. He says all those rayis are no klum. Maybe save me some money. Kimvur lemevin sham. Because makom nira deim lo haya latzibur sefer Torah acheres shekaru b'shal yochid lo have chazaka. Came into lo have limchos lekros b'shalov. Because makom deim yochum limchos lo have chazaka. Have lo sefer Torah acheres lo karu bo v'zebo b'chazaka sheishi mataina. Efsher to have chazaka. Mashkosav lekaman. He's saying that if the Tzibur didn't have, in other words, they were reading with your Sefer Torah because they had no choice. Right? There was no other Sefer Torah. So if the whole reason they were reading your Sefer Torah was they had no choice, then what?
Then forget about it.
That's not a chazak.
Right.
Because they had no choice, but now they have a choice. In other words, a chazak is only if 15 people in the shul are willing to pay $1,000 to buy Galila, and this guy was the one who was, we were taking his money always, so he has the chazakah. So then what?
He goes first.
Because there were other people who were willing to pay the $1,000. But in this case, you were using this guy's Sefer Torah because that's the only Sefer Torah you had. So this is the only Sefer Torah you had. So, Mehechi Tesi, that's a chazaka.
Let's say it wasn't meant until it was actually given to
you. Also. He wants, it could be to say, I don't know for sure, but I was just making that, you know, because it was mashum the lashon, then the tzibur bought mishalahem. It could be the first one was donated, right? It could be the first one was donated.
There's always a big price in shul, somebody donated. Yeah, if there are two Torahs donated within the year, the first Torah is mina ka'olam to use the first Torah for a whole year without using any other separate Torah.
What? Once somebody donates a new one?
Yeah.
That they use the new one for a year, and then... And then they switch off.
They switch off. But if there's somebody else to donate within that year, people get...
I mean, two people donate.
Yeah, two people donate.
And 5 months later, someone else donates. So now what happens?
Yeah.
So it's medical arts?
It just happened in my school. They were very good about it. The guy's friends.
They used to be friends. No.
No.
So I don't know. It seems that Binyamin Zev is saying, what's the difference between the Ramah and the Binyamin Zev? The Binyamin Zev was saying, I don't know what the Binyamin Zev really said, so I can't. Ramah, yeah, look at the Ramah now in the Shulchan Aruch, one second, page 11.
Apparently, Binyamin Zev was talking about a case that the Tzibur had a different type of Torah, and they were still using.
And they were still using. So he says, still no chazaka. So the Binyamin Zev said that there was no chazaka, and Ramah says, no, that would, there would be a chazaka in that case. Yochet sheyesh lo sefer Torah, behechzik sheh Tzibur kore tamid b'sefer Torah shalom. Helot Tzibur sefer Torah acheres shechara b'shalom mikri chazaka, masurim mishanos. Lo hayolam sefer Torah acheres lo mikri chazaka. Das, what's that? Dal Rayin? Das Atzmi. You know, there was the famous notes of Rav Shechter that were printed illegally. Right? And it was sold in Yerushalayim. So, I happened to own a copy because it was sold one day in Eichler's. They brought in some copies. So whoever was in the store at the time was able to buy it, and then they ran out right away. So it was an illegal thing. It was an illegal... those people printed the notes without Yeshus, and they made a sefer. Made a nice sefer. It's called Mibes Midrash Shel Harav. So Rav Shechter says all his notes. So what people did was, whatever he wrote Rashi Tevos, they tried to help and write out the whole... But they didn't always get it right. So when he wrote Dalet Ayin, they didn't know what that meant. So that meant when he was saying his own Chiddush, it wasn't the Rav's Chiddush, afterwards he'd write Dalet Ayin, Das Hatzmi. But they thought it was Tzadiyai, so every time he wrote that, so they wrote Tzarech Ian every time that he wrote Dalet Ayin of Das Hatzmi.
So it wasn't put together by such Tamiyachah.
Yeah, so so then they had to get them out of the stores. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has them all now. In his basement. He has like all the copies. It was some machlok, it was I think the Lichtenstein's farms, Lichtenstein versus Lichtenstein. Oh. That just reminded me by this Das Dal and I. No, I didn't return, I still have mine. Yeah. Adam shehechzik b'mitzvah kagom b'galila b'sefer Torah. Yeah, so first he says the Sefer Torah is, it depends. If there was only one Sefer Torah, then it's not a chazaka. But if there are more, then there is. And then he says the regular din of the Mordechai. Adam shehechzik b'mitzvah kagom b'galila b'sefer Torah v'ira onus. That's no hakihilo sa mitzvah la'acher sh'avar onus sh'avisha chozal mitzvah sa. I mean, no sa mitzvah la'acher b'lo onus is bad l'chazka so... And by Shaya Bas Knesset Basil, Emram also the Shnoso.
So if there's one Torah, so there is no
Chazaka? Right, there's no Chazaka.
Does a case happen here in the shul?
What, the Young Israel Hillcrest?
In
what happened?
Somebody donated, Israeli, since passed away, he donated a Sefer Torah to for specific use for the Hashkolah Minyan on Shabbos.
Right.
And they rotate all the Sefer Torah around so all the Torahs get used all over the shul. So the other Baal Kori that I lay with there is very upset that they take that Sefer Torah out and use it
for
other minyan.
Other minyan.
I mean, they don't use it there.
The man who donated it was Dafka for the Hashkam.
Dafka for the Hashkam. And then, I mean, he doesn't mind that they use it for the other minyan, but Dafka, they should first use it there, the Hashkam minyan.
Then later on they can bring it down.
Yeah, is that a problem with the Chazaka there?
I don't know. Well, is the man? So now they're not using it for the Hashkama?
I mean, when this other Baal Kori isn't here, they feel they can get away with it. And
they cannot use it.
Right.
And the man who gave it, where is he? Is he still alive?
He's not here.
No. He's not here.
No, but he donated it to Afka for Hashkama to you.
Oh, so we're going to see. We're going to see. In other words, on one hand, you can tie into the man's no longer here. So Chazaka b'mitzvah is gone.
What about the Chazaka? What about if the Baal Kori prefers a certain tone?
That's a different thing. But the question is, Ricky, you're asking, well, we're going to see soon. Is there a concept of chazaka b'mitzvahs after the person passes away? So for Galila, it doesn't work.
No, that's what we said.
You know that they say, you know, the cynical people about, you know, you know, about certain rebbes that the people hold them to be the rebbes, even though they're no longer, you know, they call them up for aliyahs, these rebbes, even though they're no longer alive. So the cynical people say, so let's see him do hagba, you know. Yeah. No? They still do, right? Am I right?
They do it in the two texts of Hasidus.
What are they? Yeah, they...
I only heard about it because my brother told me he went to Lydia.
And they did it.
What do they do?
They call up the Rebbe, who's no longer alive.
They say, for a letter of Shishi.
Yeah, and then...
And then there's no one standing there for Shishi.
And then they wait a little bit. I never saw it. I never saw this. I've heard it.
My brother told me he went to the Rebbe.
So the cynical people say, okay. So in Hilvos Rosh Hashanah, in the Magen Avraham, this din is also brought down. Didactical. Nagu lavor lefnei ha-tever panasim manhigim sheyodim b'tzar hador. That you should, people who, the Baal Tefila should be people who are leaders, who know the tzar of the people. Nogu shemisha maskelis pala lusko ein litein ha-mitzvah la'acher. In other words, this guy was the Baal Tokeya in the shul for the past whatever. And now they want to get another Baal Tokeya. Well, this guy was the Baal Shachris for the past. Now they want to get another Baal Shachris. Could they do that? So the Magen Avraham says, Chazaka b'mitzvahs, you can't do it. And he quotes the din of Kuf Nun Gimel. That he has a chazaka b'mitzvahs, he can't do it. Ein litei mitzvah l'acher. So, it seems that many... Now, we'll have to say, obviously this means that he's still able to do it. Obviously, if he can't do it anymore. But the Chiddushes, we'll see the Achronim point out, even if the so-called new guy is better, he's a better Baal Tokeya. But he's a better Baal Tefila. But as long as this fella is still, you know, he's good. He's not the best, but he's not Moshe Kusevitzky, he's not Moshe Osha, he's not Label of Waldman. These are the famous Chazanim. Chazanim used to be not for this generation. This is not the generation of Chazanim so much. We're more, you know. People used to walk to crowd shuls just to hear, you know, Chazan, old shuls, the old... That was the generation when there were old big shuls, you know. Yeah. Bethel, Varpa, you know, Moshe Stern, Moshe Stern comes here?
Comes here once a year, yeah.
Yeah? Which part?
No, there's some people that walk in from Kew Gardens Hills.
You see, because this generation doesn't have patience. This is a generation that doesn't have patience. You know, because, like Reb Chaim Zimmerman said, you know, this generation, everything is automatic. You know, you press a button and you get it. So this generation has no patience. So for Chazanim, you have to have patience. So this is the din. And I assume Baal Kore also. There's the same Chazaka. Same person's a Baal Kore. He reads the Megillah from Purim every year, and then he goes away to Eretz Yisrael for a year. He goes away to Eretz Yisrael for a year, and then he comes back. So what's the din? What's the din? Does he lose the chazaka or not?
Yeah, he loses the chazaka.
You want to go to Eretz Yisrael?
I would think he doesn't lose the chazak. Is it not that time he's just going to Eretz Yisrael just for, you know, pleasure, vacation, you know, swimming in the Dead Sea? He's going to Eretz Yisrael because he feels that he needs to learn there at this point. So, it's just shikul oinus. So I think when he comes back, he gets his chazak.
Oh. Onus derachmana, Patrick.
Yeah.
Torah.
Right.
So it's only of the Torah is your passion.
Oh, that's a shock. No, but I think this could be a serious shaila, right? For say somebody's... it wasn't just vacationing. You know, everybody's stam vacationing for the year, overseas for a year, just to tour, sabbatical. So then, even that, I don't know, sabbatical was manazeh, maybe that's considered also like something normal, right?
You just have to see, if the guy going away means that I don't care about it. I don't want it.
Right.
So then,
right, because the whole idea of going away is a question of whether it was a mechila or not a mechila.
Right.
In other words, if you could have paid, in the case of the Mordechai, you could have paid and you didn't pay, so then it shows you moichel. But if lemaisa you're not moichel. So the guy, when he was going away to learn in Yerushalayim for a year, he comes back, he gets the chazaka back. That's what I think. Right. So are you agreeing with me or disagreeing? You're agreeing, yeah. Onus. No, what we were clearing is what called an onus. There was, Reese was saying, maybe onus is only if mamish onus. You know, onus could be chas v'sholem sickness or something like that. If mamish. Now, in the Truma Sedeshin, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. This is the new printing of the Truma Sedeshin. Lo dami l'mi sheichzik b'mitzvah kama shonim v'dvash b'loshem haram v'islei bo ha-chazok shal yuchal echad l'choso b'klub mimena. Shani hosem dugim liknos chazok ki agavne men atziva v'lenos sadokas v'agdeshus kochal anich lem l'yorshim l'chazok. Aval Kesa Usarasa Dida Harehi Minachas Mufkaras Lakol Mishayrotza Les Kospa. What is he saying? I think I know what he's saying. I mean, the way he put it. Some people quote this Truma Sedeshin that the whole idea in Chazakah B'mitzvahs is only when you're paying for it. Only when you're paying for it. The Shani Hosim Deregim Liknos Chazakah K'agav Nemer Atzibar Lenas Stokas
Vagdeshus. What was the question?
He's comparing it to some other case. He's saying this case is different because you're paying for it. The question is, well, some want to say the Truma Sedeshin holds, if it's not a question, say you're just a Balkorin. You're not paying for the kibbutz. They're not even paying you necessarily. So maybe there wouldn't be a chazaka there. But it's not mashma from all the poskim. Right? And the poskim is mashma from... I don't know, there's someone to say the Mordechai is talking where you pay for it.
Right, Mordechai
is talking where you pay for it. But what about the Magen Avraham? About the Baal Tokeya?
In a case where nobody else wants it, and it's not called to put up the mitzvah, maybe that can answer up to the mud and kindness.
Usually, the Baal Tokeya usually doesn't pay for the kibbutz of being by Baal Tokeya. If anything, maybe they'll pay him, but, right? You don't hear a place that the Baal Tokeya pays to be the Baal Tokeya.
Like
you have people in you ever go to the Landau Stiebel? So before they pierce the Torah, even on a Monday and Thursday, dry dal for the mitzvahs, you know, they auction the mitzvahs. The aliyahs, $4 for the mitzvahs. You know, not for so much, regular. $4 for the mitzvahs, $5 for the mitzvahs, $6 for the mitzvahs.
It's fine.
Now, this is true in Rabbi Kivega. We're not going to go through the whole thing. A little strange true.
Why do they have to necessarily learn the true confession that stuff about you're giving the money? Why don't you just say, because you set yourself aside? Like a Baal Korah, I could hear, you know, it's like a difficult thing. Nobody else wants it. So yeah. We give it to the guy who wants it.
Right.
But over here, Everybody wants it. So you go set yourself aside that I have. It's over there, you're mukhsat yourself. Masha'in came by the case where nobody else wants it. You're not mukhsat yourself. It's just that nobody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fool. Now it also answered the Gemara and Tanis.
Right.
Nobody else wants it, according to the way of Nobi. I don't know what Gemara is talking about, but nobody else wants it to give the wood.
Right.
So if nobody else wants to give the wood, there is no chazaka. Therefore, the male had to make a tachana.
Right. Okay. Then Rabbi Kibbeh had us on the shy. We're not going to go through the whole tshuva. We'll see one point. What was the shayla? Sheishna b'iro beis chaburas. There are two chaburas. Ashkenazim or Poland. But Ashkenazim, Germans and Polish. Dagam shall call Polem shabali tfilas ben shem hi muksakim kolecha begimel tfilas. So in the Polish estival, they had their own Bali Tfilas, so they had a guy who was the Baal Shachris, a Baal Mincha, I guess for the Yom Tovim, whatever. Kibol Matzu Beinayim, same Mispach, Mispach Tfilas. Zeh Uchzuku Shonim Harbe. Ka'ez Nischabu Chaburis Hanal. So the two Chaburis now joined. So in the Polish Shul, they had a regular Balei Tefillah. There was always a guy for Shacharis, always a guy for Mincha. And in the Germans, what? Germans, they didn't have necessarily people with the Chazakah. But now the Germans now are coming into the Polish Shul. Hisnu Ashkenazim she'egam lahem zkus livchor mispalim and shehem. So Ashkenazim, for some reason, the two shuls had a merge, right? And now the Ashkenazim say, "Hey, we want, we don't want to only have Polish chazanim; we want to have Yekish chazanim also." Ko also tuve ha'ir. Okay, es kam mechem me'mukzokim anshe polim. This orel lahaksik be'ezit tefila shehurgal arata. The Tanasa the low kol kminai shall call the Vatal Chazakosa. So there was now the Germans are coming in and say, okay, we're going to put our man up for Musaf. And he was the Musaf guy. The Polish Musaf guy said, hey, I'm the Polish Musaf guy for the past 20 years, so I'm not going to give it to this German guy. So first he quotes the din v'inyan Galila. Then I don't want to get into the issue of Rabbonis. That's a separate thing about a Rav in the shul having chazaka, and can you fire the rabbi? You can get rid of him. That's a separate. Yeah, instead of kissing. Yeah. That's I don't want to get into that. It's too messy. So he quotes all the sources, the Marik and the Mogen Avraham, right? All these things that we've seen. And then, take a look on page 15. And the second line, page 15, may I time it to be Hani al Hamarik. The Chata Limtso Taina Shalol Shonas Mokam at Fila Machmas Kashoda. Shayoma Shayin Ritzon Lutroch Lelach Mokamach. Lona Kotam Ruvach Tvar Zacha Bimitzvazu. Whereas he asked the Kasha, how come in the Metruvus Marik that we saw about the Shul, they wanted to switch to Shtibel? So the Rabbi Kivega asks on the Marik, how come he doesn't just say the reason of Chazaka B'mitzvahs? Like Glila. So then he discusses back and forth. And in the last paragraph he says, it's Pasha, Dvareinu Eilu Rak L'Islam Ibn Kavaseh, but B'nun Dun Leis Beis Feka, to have a Chazaka. Came with the Bay Ashkenaz Makpidim, Lachabi Ganam, and Shame, Gabi did Hulo, who Sok, Venom, Huyov, and Makal, Kabel, also the Baltfield, came in Tarak Shayah, Mutsalam, Yefshalus Kosel, Mishia Skim, Shame. In other words, now it's a new shul, right? Two shuls merged, so all the Chazakas fall off, right? So the Polish people lose. I mean, they'll get, whatever's fair, they'll have to make you agreements, but the guy who says, hey, I was the Musaf, the Polish,
Musaf guy doesn't win out. Right? Because the Chazakas were only in that shul. Now it's a new shul. I don't know whether, maybe, I don't know what the case was. Maybe they used their building. You know? In other words, isn't this so Pashat? Unless you say, no, the Pashat is that, you see, I don't know all the whole background. Maybe, why did the shuls have to merge? Is it that the Polish shul wasn't financially stable, so the German shul now is helping them out financially? You know, what's the Havamina? Avad, if they would come to a third building, a new building, and make a total new shul, then no question. But probably maybe the Ashkenazim are not coming into the Polish. So now it's a Polish thing, but this is our shul. This is our shul. I don't know, I'm just guessing. They built a totally new building. A new, yeah. Yeah, that's a... Yeah. But the battle, yes, I don't... If Taka, they built a new shul, I mean... You don't, I don't know if you need a Rebbe Kivager to tell you.
Right. This is a Dinan Shul.
But now... Right, it's not so much in the physical building, but now...
Might not be.
I don't know. If they build it in the Shul, then it's a brand new Kehila now.
Yeah.
Okay. The Maram Shik has a tshuva. Ayin Dalat. Shabikesh Menel Chavaz Daiti Miyansha Yishuv Echad Shem Tes Balibatim Ve'echad Mehem Baal Machloikas. They said, in other words, since this guy was causing trouble, they said we're going to fine him that he shouldn't be able to buy mitzvahs, and he shouldn't get an aliyah, until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And the Gamad Vermesh and Nodav Lebeis HaKnesses, this guy, this Baal Machlokes, donated things to the shul. Hainu Yad, he gave the Yad. Laharos Lahakore Batorah. The guy Nodav Shivisi, he gave the Shivisi sign. So now what do we do? So they say, here, take your Shivisi sign back, take your Yad back, we don't want your Yad. This guy is apparently a troublemaker. So they didn't want him. So they told him, you can't get an aliyah until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. We're not going to let you buy any kibbutzim, and here's your Shivisi. We'll get another Shivisi. So he said, we'll buy from Moshe Tzibur, we'll buy a new Yad, a new Shivisi. So the guy went to court, secular court, to complain. I don't know, maybe, did he go to secular court? I don't know. Maybe Maloso died, maybe he just mean, Erkos Kia could just mean he went to a Din Torah. Because he's writing back, with name Maloso. He's talking to the other Rav, so it could be he just went to a Din Torah. Normally Erkos means a secular court, but here maybe he doesn't mean it in that. Maybe Maloso died, Salavush, Nechad, Rosim, Livnash, Mishalim, Leishach, Din Poso. We get your small deity, he says. So you want to know my opinion. You want to know my opinion. There are two reasons normally why you're not allowed to change kibbutzim. One is darke shalom, See, in the base, Yosef quotes both Mordechais. And he's saying there's a stira. The Mishnah only look at those Yair Abdullah. Yachar wrote to Litain Yosef, let's talk to Yochal Litain, the Mishnah knows in Yosef, then Yerusha b'mitzvahs. And came Mash B'shein Chazok b'mitzvahs. So he's learning like Yaakov. Maybe Sefer Imri Ash. That's another Sefer I should buy. He was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Imri Ash. Zimu Kufta Zayim, Akshos came. Maybe Shom Shiyari Knesset Zagol Shom Kamachi Lukim. I feel this is a night of Parshat. Nei Linya Chazokim Vor B'dakim Moshe. Tonight, in other words, you need bo machmas ataina. That means that they gave it to you. Bo machlu kenegdo. Tonight, sheni chazok shamar mo. The hat yeshlo chazok sheyikol b'sefer Torah shalohainu im hayolam sefer Torah acher. Right? That's the ramah. Avam lo yolam sefer Torah acher is no chazok. Fize nira zeshayach rak b'dover love rak mishum schus neged shari bo. Balibat shapir yesh mokum luto tainas chazok begad. Well, it's because of that. But Mesh Bedover says, "Schus hektish, schus at stock. If you call him called schus hektish stock, Shaori come and I the eagle may medapkel the day mochel vobanov and Yerusha b'mitzvus. Send the really kind parents to Shiori Knesset Gdol. Talk about Mark and Emel Chazaka. Hainuk Shemes Emazaro Chazaka. The Shiori Knesset Gdolah says like Yitzi Gross that the answer to the stira is that's the pshat in the Mordechai that's talking about that he died. You see where he says that? Rabbi Yitzchok. The first word on the line is Mechila. Ubezeh nirali l'kayim teretz ha-shiyurei knesset gdola shekotz v'taretz. That the cause of Mordechai, demu chazoka, hainu k'shemes ein l'zaro chazoka. So that's another way of learning the Mordechai. So then he talks about the din of the shul, of the marik. But if you had a shul and you're, so they can't stop. And marik said, because of the gemara and gittin this, so the Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the kasha, why did the marik have to say, Dark Yisholim, he should have just said, Chazaka. And then Miyusha Nami, Mata Posek Borachayim, Bin Hoya Basic Nesses Vice Echod, Echad Mianchir, and Shkoyach. Any Micholim Shanos, the Hubei Marik, Atam Shalom Mishum Dake Shalom. Kasha Tepuk Le Mishum Chazaka. Right, that's Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. Chen Hikshem Sefer Imriash. Omna Na Na Oshi Shaper. Came to be in a Tain El Chazaka because of her Mora. Dimein Lo Sefer Torah Cheres Ein Kan Tain Es Chazaka. Came Beis Knesses Ana Al Pshubas Orich. Shalom Beis Knesses As Cheres Kan Ein Shaykh Tain Es Chazaka. Kachu Kor Lo Mishum Dake Shalom. Whereas maybe based on the Ramah you can answer for the Marik that over there was no other shul. There was no other shul there, so they only had one shul. So he had a chazaka. But now they want to make another shul. So just like when there's only one Sefer Torah, the fact that we use that one Sefer Torah doesn't show that there's mechila. It's because we just have one Sefer Torah. So the case in the Marik, they only had what? One shul. So that's a good or a good shot in the Marik. The Imri Ash has the kasha. How come the Gemara and Tainus needed an Avim to make this takana? Right? He's the one who has the kasha. Tepuk lei mikol chazaka for the eitzim. Vanias naipim kagav and kemish aloyal lacher meitzim no chashiv chazaka. Right? Because originally they were the only ones who had the eitzim, so they gave. So you don't get a chazaka based on that because they were the only ones who had eitzim, so they gave. So now, but other people have, we don't necessarily have to use their Eitzim. That's why they made a Takana, that no, still, we'll use their Eitzim, but not be Din Chazaka, because Chazaka doesn't apply. All based on this Svar of the Ramah, that Chazaka only applies when we had an option and we chose you, 15 people are willing to buy the Galila, but we're using you, so that's a Chazaka. Because that shows the Mechila. That's the word, that shows the Mechila. Etc. So, then he says, another word. He says that Machloikis overrides chazakas. Here, yes, look on the first word in line is Nira. Nira, the film Shem Daka Shalom Echashash, and she calls the Bogat Avram. Simon Shun Samachvav, the Echad Echad Time Rabba Mashanin. I know she calls the Bogat Avram. Echad Echad Mishum Rivu Matzah. The machloikis, right? In other words, if there's some machloikis going on as a result of the chazaka, you can change it. Now, what does that mean? We have to define that. He says, "Raya brua lezami brachas," right? Rabbi Gamliel was the nasi, and now they decided to remove him. Ah, but he had the chazaka. Mishum riv, because he caused the machloikis. Rabbi Yeshua, he said, "Amod al raglecha." So there was the two issues here. There's chazaka and the dakis shalom. So he says chazaka, to give him back to shivisi is not a problem, because we only had one shivisi then. That's why we use his shivisi. Right? There's no chazaka on the shivisi. Right? That we should use his shivisi. Just like with the Ramah, if there was only one Sefer Torah, then you don't have to. Rama pasuk dvein lehem sefer Torah cheres ein chazaka. Ingem shodak shom nami mishanim. Ken adra idei zeh shei nicho so litei chafotz nasi riv umatzuk. Kol shkem ma shei veisi rai merong umliyo. Shatam riv docha nami chazaka. And certainly, machloikis, you see, the fact that we use the shivisi is not a good chazaka. But even if it would be a good chazaka, but machloikis overrides chazaka. In other words, if you're a baal machloikis and we say we don't want you, that overrides all your chazakas. Just like they were able to remove Rabbi Gamliel. Im kein yeshlan kal v'chomer ben bedosh kal v'chomer den alam. But then he says the first word in line is also. Oh, he says, okay, you're not such a good guy, so we don't want you to get aliyahs this and that. But the shivisi has a chazaka. What do you mean? Just like there's a din that no. But just like there's a din. That the piece of wood in the Mishkan that was in the north, you keep in the north. The one in the south, in the south. Keresh Azacha B'Tzofen, Yelolim B'Tzofen. Okay. Here, look at the bad paragraph. So mitzad the cheskas gavra, he doesn't have it, because first of all, the chazaka wasn't such a good chazaka in the first place, and he's a bal riv. You learn that from the sugya of Rambam Gamliel. Omnam dain yish cheskas mishpat al achevitz atzmo. Achevitz lo posha v'lo chota. The shivisi didn't sin. Tuv yechota v'zingid mingid. Right, that's a famous phrase. If tuv yisin, we're not going to hit Sigmund. Tuvia sin, we'll hit Tuvia. Yeah, Tuvia chata, we're not gonna hit Singman. So the guy sinned, why should we take it out on his shivisi? Then he quotes the Ran, Tashmishi Kedusha, Tashmishi Mitzvah, so he says, the other people now should buy the shivisi. Whereas the shivisi had his name donated by, so that you should like white out. But keep that shivisi. That shivisi has a chazaka. That's what it. But what do you see from this? you see that he explained, there's two ways of explaining the Mordechai, your way and your way. That's a question. Again, I still am loyal to think that Taka, like you, and Taka, you see that the Poskim never quote, I mean, the Beis Yosef quotes, that's the only problem. The Beis Yosef quotes both Mordechais. But I don't know, it's such a riot in the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef is quoting a lot of Shitas. It never made it into Shulchan Aruch, the Mordechai in about the Yayin. And then, we're getting running short here, one second. And then there's a tshuva from the Dvar Shmuel, or Shmuel Abu Hav, where he talks also about, and he discusses, it's about Misha Hichzik Mitkiya Shofar B'tzibur, Balach Lo in Beno Nichtas B'mkomo, is there Yerusha by mitzvahs? So he seems to say that there's no Yerusha by mitzvahs. It's only if, say you were the Baal Tokeya, or you were the Baal Korei. He says there's no Yerusha to that. It's only when you buy it. Because then you need a Chazaka Sheishi Mataina. You see, the whole problem with Yerusha by mitzvahs, if they stand by the Magen Avraham's case, of the, the Mordechai's case, he bought Glila. So that's Chazaka by mitzvahs because it's a Chazaka Sheishi Mataina. But just because you were the Baal Tokeya, you didn't buy that. So the Magen Avraham extends it to the Baal Tokeya case. But the Dvar Shmuel is not so sure. It's right. Because that Lechor is like a Chazoka Sheini Mataina. I was just doing it. I was living in the land. But if you're living in the land without claiming you bought it, it's not a Chazoka. So if you were got the keyboard of the... No, but that's a separate din. That's not Midin, that's Midin Daki Shalom. Right from that Gemara. He says he doesn't think you should. You see, what happened was there was a guy who was. There was a guy who was a Baal Tokeya, then he passed away. So the shaila is, should we give his son to his son Yarshin the right of being Baal Tokeya? So he says that that he's not so sure that besides the issue of whether there's Yerusha, he doesn't know whether there's a chazaka even on the Baal Tokeya. He says, okay, it would be better to give let the son do it, not to avoid machlokas, this. But strictly speaking, and what happened is they went ahead and they already appointed, gave the to someone else already. So if you look on page 19, wait, look at first at the bottom of 18. Who shall read? Becheskas a mitzvah, the hotzi acherim, Yidei Chavosam, now back in 19. Believe Tainis Mechirim Atano. O Minoi Mefurash, Midas HaKol. Whereas, I don't know, could be most Baal Tokeyas, there's like a Minoi Mefurash. He says that's good enough also. Lav Rafi, Yitamino, Shalom Negev Rotson Aravim, Rotsi, Divrei Mordechai, Kamalin Yang Abdolo, Rei Uzocha, Velo Shaykh Yerushim Mitzvah, Salomai Ridavkik Shaniftar Mafsi, Kosam Bedo Yorish Tachtov, and came a little list of Hadover. In other words, he never said, like Yerkovi, that a guy died. Hukshali, the Lashai Chazaka Belishim Tain of Mitzvah, Shias Keshamodam Hem, in Yerusha, Velo Belishim Kinyan, Opul Akodemis Beto, El Hashem Haisa Bedaito, Hakanami Korle Yerusha, Shem Dekaim Lashabalachim, Eno Tzarch Tainim, Yo, Koponim, Eloshim Begumra, Amishmei Shum, Ozo Nidon, Tirch Chach Daito, Lufsov Dein Yerusha, Mitzvah, Sofil Machzikim, Eloshim Li Tainim. So he's not so sure that there's a concept of chazaka just because you were doing it, unless you bought it, or... And therefore, certainly, Yerusha is even further than that. So, Bekitzer, what comes out of this, we have the two Mordechais. It could be there's a machlokas whether the whole concept of chazaka b'mitzvahs applies at all. One could deny the whole thing based on the Mordechai and Megillah, and say there's a machloikus. But the poskim seem to quote that there is chazaka b'mitzvahs. There is chazaka.